One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Nevi Mendoza, and Robin Perry Braun. How do you like my Latino accent?
It gets me every time. It's good. It's a good one.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could tell the story. I'm almost afraid to, though, because I'm afraid I'm going to offend. I was afraid I'm going to offend the Latinos, but I have this one lawn guy that every time he tells me he's going to do something, he gives me a price, and then he always complains afterwards like, oh, but I take to the...
I can vouch for that.
That's right. That's right, right. You were there on Sunday. We were working overtime. Yep. And so I was telling Navi, you watch. He's going to, when he gets done, he's going to complain that I didn't pay him enough somehow, you know, and he's going to always add something so he makes me feel like I didn't pay him enough. And you watched it firsthand.
He really did.
Hey, you do it. You speak Spanish, so do his voice. What he said. What did he say? Do you remember?
Oh, man. I don't want to do that. I don't remember verbatim.
No. Oh, that's hilarious.
It was funny, though. It was funny. Like, the palm tree is 150 a piece if you pay someone else to do them. I'm like, that was part of the price I thought in the beginning. You know, like, it's like, dude, what's the price? Just tell
me
and make it fair for both of us, and I'll happily pay you. But don't have me pay you and then, like, act like I did something bad afterwards.
Or bake him some brownies or something.
Yeah, right.
Show him your gratitude.
Yeah.
He'll be like, cool.
Yeah, but he does excellent work. Yeah. And so I always go back to him because he does incredible work. So
yeah, and then he started adding on the the trash fee and all that stuff. He started adding all that in. I was like, what?
So I wrote the check and it was for $800 because we trimmed the hedges and everything. And that's when I said, is that good? And I even put like a $50 tip on there too because we had agreed on $750. And that's when he said, oh yeah, the trash fees, you know. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me about the trash fees when we were having the conversation? And I would gladly have put that on there.
Get it writing. Get a written estimate.
You know, it's like, why does stuff have to be complicated?
I know.
But
people make it complicated.
Yeah. Well, I want to hear what our spiritual daily is today. Every day I say we're going to do the spiritual daily because Navi does a blog. She's got actually a lot of followers, 20,000 20,000 followers of the spiritual daily. So what did you tell your people today, Navi? What's the spiritual message today?
So I was actually talking to an old friend, and it amazes me how she's been able to transform something that has happened to her in her life that most people wouldn't be able to handle. So a while back, she lost her husband. He passed away, right? And then a few years ago, she lost her son to suicide.
Oh, gosh.
And so
brutal.
She has been able to take the situation that most people, which, and it's understandable, you know, it's a very, very hard thing to lose, you know, your husband, let alone a son.
Yeah.
In the same lifetime. But she was able to transform that. And now she manages this Facebook page with over 15,000 people. That's like a suicide hotline. And people go there and they talk about their problems, their outlets and stuff like that. And they just, she basically just provides someone for these people to talk to.
Yeah.
And a platform for them to be able to come to and just.
That's wonderful.
And talk. So yeah, she was able to transform that, and she's really created something beautiful out of it.
Is this awesome. Is one of the person, her son that committed suicide, is this one of the boys that we were talking about, you and I, when we were driving on Sunday?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Well, mm-hmm. well, you know, turn it around. You got to turn it around sometimes and try to find some way to make sense of
redemptive.
It.
Yeah. Be redemptive.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so that's the message.
Yeah. Just transformed. Take whatever you have, whatever hand you've been given, and you choose what you do with it. You choose how you transform it. You choose if you turn it into something beautiful and positive, or if you go the opposite way.
Yeah.
So what
was that
voice?
Trying to take the muffins out of the oven. but I completely lost the thought what I was going to say. Okay, Robin, you're next. What do you want to say? Robin Perry Brown, you haven't been here in a while. How are you doing?
I know. I just did a beautiful, I did a training. I held a training in Maine, and it was the perfect week of the year to go. It's probably the only thing I miss about the Northeast, except some of the food.
I have never been to Maine.
It's beautiful. It was rural Maine,
almost
too.
Everywhere but Maine.
Oh, yeah. The trees were just, the picture wouldn't even do it justice. Mm. You know, it was a postcard.
Well, no. I mean, upstate New York is very similar.
Sure.
You know, Connecticut, sure. Vermont, all of the states and far, far north.
And what was interesting, which was so nice, the ladies I was training were nurses. And one of them absolutely refuses to get the flu shot and will wear the mask during flu season every day instead of getting the shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just a real quick story. And just one of them, I was doing nutritional eval on all of them. And one of them was having lupus symptoms and migraines every day. And we tested that there was mold at their place of work. And that was, she had a systemic mold issue.
Wow.
And so
I thought,
she spent thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I deal with this all the time. So
there was an article. I can't pull it up in my head right now, but it was something that astounded me. It's actually in a book, and I pulled it out and I circled it because next time we talk about fungus and mold on the show, I wanted to have it as a reference. But I'm seeing it in so many things now that people are starting to talk about it, because I feel like before that they thought, it's typically a lot of women that I think more than men, right, that are affected by it for some reason, or maybe they just talk more about it.
Well, in this 5G summit I just did, they're basically saying the electromagnetic radiation, you know, intensifies, it affects the immune system and intensifies the effects of fungus and pathogens.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that there's more mold, it's that our bodies can't fight it off like we used to be able to.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We're being heavily taxed by so many other things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, wow. That's interesting. It's really interesting. So I've got the latest copy of Cosmo here.
Ooh. What you got? These are
my
favorite.
This is such a dumb magazine. Well, first of all, let me say this. So I even pulled this out because I actually was going to ask my dermatologist, which I know what she's going to say, Dr. Lynn Roberts. It says, I got under eye fillers and finally I look like I slept for 8 hours. Well, let me tell you something, okay? If your dermatologist will put fillers under your eyes, you should never do that. There's too much risk. Yeah. I'm actually going to see if Dr. Roberts will come on and talk about
it. Cool.
Because
I just had a friend.
You can go blind from it.
Well,
if it hits one of the capillaries or whatever, it can instantly make you blind. You should never get fillers under your eyes. Yeah. You should not. It's very dangerous. But
we're beauty sick.
Yeah, we are. We're beauty sick. Yeah, that's a new book that I'm reading.
One of my friends who's a practitioner, she got Botox and she reacted to it. It made her sick. She had major brain fog. And I know it's supposed to be safe and I'm very neutral on the topic, but it didn't work for her.
Yeah. Hmm. And I think for some people it may not, but definitely. So we'll go back to Cosmo here. Let's see. Hello, blue balls are not real. You're welcome. I haven't read it yet. I don't know what that's about. I'm guessing it's about blue balls.
That's a good cover story to get you to buy the magazine.
Yeah. Do men still use that excuse?
I don't know.
Yes, I'm sure they do.
It should not be a valid one.
But you should, I'm going to take the guy's side here. Okay. I'm just going to be the guy's attorney here. If you're going to, you know, lead a guy down that path, you better be sure, because, you know, that's not cool.
Right.
That's not cool to pretend or think, oh, gee, I don't know what I really want to do. Then don't do it. But don't go down that road.
Right.
And cause blue balls.
Right.
But they say that they're not true. We're going to have to read it over the break.
Yes.
We'll get back to you.
Tell us what you find out.
Mary, and then here's another article. We know who you should follow on Instagram. Do you?
No.
It says your pumpkin spice could never... I don't know when they're pointing to the dress that she's wearing and they're talking about, so retrogrades might be over, but now it's breakup season. Thanks, astrology. Your plan on 171. Okay, so who here believes in astrology?
Kind of. I mean, not like
I do.
Crazy, but yes.
There's definitely science behind it. I will tell you why, because yes. I will have five or six clients all text me on the same day having a meltdown.
Yeah.
And it'll really? Be, there'll be a planetary okay. alignment going on. Every day person who works in a daycare knows when there's a full moon.
I bet.
Well, now the full moon, full moon, yes, there's a gravity pull.
But we're
I get
still
that.
But the same with the planetary alignment. It's definitely electromagnetic stress and it affects people.
Well, I don't know, because it seems like, you know, so frivolous and how could it be real, you know, and all this. But I have to tell you, I am your typical Sagittarian.
And
like,
I'm a typical Taurus, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not because, yeah. I mean, I read
no,
it as a kid.
I think there's science behind it. I don't think it's just metaphysical stuff. I believe we can point to
you guys
have stuff.
You want to hear mine, my horoscope? Okay. This is so embarrassing. Okay, so let's see. It's and I'm my birthday is November 28th, which happens to be on
Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving this year, because I was born on Thanksgiving, and the Cowboys are playing the Buffalo Bills. I will be there, hopefully on the field.
Good day.
Alignment.
And so Sagittarius, you are big time feeling yourself.
Okay, I see you.
Venus is your sign almost all month, making you a hottie magnet. Okay, careful though.
Good.
Mars enters Scorpio on the 19th, starting a 6-week period when you should watch out for exes.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's spooky.
That's not good. Yeah.
I always watch out for my first ex.
No.
Gosh, I'm sure somebody's going to tell them I said that. I was just kidding to make people laugh. Oh my gosh. All right, we're going to go to break before I get myself in any more trouble. We've got Dr. Johnny Bowden coming up. I love this guy. He is known as the nutrition mythbuster. We're talking about the vaping crisis and what's going on in Colorado, and Robin Perry Braun, what are trauma bonds? We'll be right back. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Robin Perry Braun in studio with me and Dr. Johnny Bowden on the line. Dr. Johnny is known as the nutrition mythbuster and is a nationally known expert on weight loss and health. He is the best-selling author of 15 books, including The Great Cholesterol Myth and the Most Effective Ways to Live Longer. Dr. Johnny earned 6 certifications in personal training and fitness. He has a master's degree in psychology, a PhD in holistic nutrition, and is board certified by the American College of Nutrition. His website is johnnybowden.com. That's JONNYBOWDEN, johnnybowden.com. One of my favorite people. How are you doing today, Dr. Bowden?
How could I be anything but absolutely splendid after listening to that gorgeous intro? It just embarrasses me and at the same time thrills me.
Well, you know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I've missed you. I love your energy and I love your knowledge. And today we're talking you're welcome. And I love your book. The Great Cholesterol Myth. I just have to give it another shout out because it is one of the best books. And it's been around. How many years ago did you write that?
Well, actually, I wasn't going to bring this up, but since you did, we are rewriting that book. We have spent all of 2019 delving into all the research since 2012, which is when the book was first published.
Wow.
So there's been at least, you know, it was published in 2012. We actually stopped writing it around 2011. And there's been a lot of research since then.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right.
This stuff proliferates like crazy. Not only that, we did a deeper dive into the research that came even before 2012. We went back to the 70s and we looked for patterns and we looked at what the new research was coming up with. And Bernadette, when that new edition comes out in January of 2021, you will be one of the first, I hope, to read it and see it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be revolutionary because I believe we have really uncovered some serious risk factors for heart disease that were hiding in plain sight for decades that we can identify easily and that just embarrassingly blow cholesterol out of the water.
I love it.
It's so out of date. You can't even, we thought it was out of date in 2012. Wait till you hear what we've uncovered since then.
Well, it's been buried by all the propaganda, you know, trying to cover it up because it's one of the most profitable and prolific prescription drugs out there, right?
Yeah. I know. Yes. And we will be talking so much about, and I hope you'll have me on. We'll have a couple of sessions
Absolutely.
About our findings because it's something you'll want to hear about and you're going to really resonate with. I know it.
Well, I can't wait.
But I know we have something specific today you want to talk about, which is vaping, correct?
Yeah, I want to talk about vaping. But, you know, I have to say that cholesterol, if you had to make in a couple of short sentences for anyone out there listening that's on a statin drug that maybe is not, you know, listened to the show for the last 8 years and doesn't know about the great cholesterol myth, what would you say to them about the statin drug that they're on?
I would say that they have a place in the treatment of a very, very small segment of the population, and that most people are on them unnecessarily, not all, and that you shouldn't throw them out, but much more even important than whether or not you stay on one or not is understanding the role of cholesterol in heart disease, and it's nothing like what you've been taught. Mm-hmm. It does not cause heart disease. Lowering it doesn't prevent death at all. And it comes with a very high, that particular drug comes with a very high price tag. There are many, many, many side effects. Mm-hmm. And they don't talk about those side effects. So
yeah.
I would say to people who are on it, it's wildly overprescribed. Take another look at it, whether or not you may need it. But the huge likelihood is that you don't. More importantly, stop trying to lower the damn thing and mm-hmm. let's start looking at the real risks for heart disease because they are not found at a cholesterol test.
I agree 100%. And I appreciate you sharing that with the listeners.
Sure.
And, you know, today our topic is the vaping crisis. There's a lot going on in this world. So let's talk about it. What has the hype been around vaping lately?
Oh, you know, Bernadette, it's such a tricky and interesting issue because it really causes us to think clearly about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the vaping crisis, as they will, and I think that we have to be careful with that term. You know, we're talking about a couple thousand people. We're not talking about the lung cancer crisis or the opioid crisis or things that have... All right. So what we have here is, so far, some anecdotal reports, because this has not been studied scientifically. And what we have is very troubling reports of lung problems that have not been seen before that seem to be associated with vaping. But when scientists try to figure out, well, what part of vaping are they associated with? Is it the smoke? Is it the chemicals? Is it the THC? Is it the CBD? Is it the e-cigarettes, the flavor? They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the problem of figuring out what's going on here, because most of the reports, I did a blog on this for Barleans, because, you know, they produce CBD and they're interested mm-hmm. in this, even though that's not the main reason people vape. Mainly people vape for either nicotine or for marijuana or mm-hmm. for THC.
Yeah.
But the issue seems to be that most of the CDC reports have come from counterfeit vaporizers. Now, these things are marketed to kids. We all know this. I've never been a fan of e-cigarettes. I think it's just unconscionable what they're doing and how they're marketing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lucky Charms are marketed to 8-year-olds.
I mean,
so they're made, you know, 30% of the kids in the high school of where my fiance's twins attend high school, 30% of them vape.
Wow.
So it's definitely been marketed aggressively, and nobody really knows what it does and what these flavors are that make the kids like them more. And they're expensive. And so now there's a huge market in counterfeit vapors.
Wow.
The vaporizers. So, and then you go into the THC vapors, the legitimate, you know, in the states in which medical marijuana is legal.
Mm-hmm.
You can vape marijuana. It's always been believed to be a healthier version because you're not inhaling harsh smoke. But then again, you get counterfeits and you get untested ingredients. And so I don't know that it's the actual act of vaping or it's crappy vaping at the wrong temperature with the wrong chemicals. That's where it gets to be an interesting exercise in, like, what exactly is dangerous here?
Mm-hmm.
There have been a couple of ingredients propanol, glycol, vegetable glycerin, and a particular kind of vitamin E called vitamin E acetate that they use in cosmetics. And it's fine in cosmetics. It's not good when you heat it and oil it and make it into an oil, heat it. So these are the ingredients that they seem to be focused on. Now, out in California where I live, where medical marijuana has been legal for years, there are companies making THC vaporizers that are like the whole foods of vaporizers. You know, I mean, every ingredient is organic. They don't have any of the chemicals that are being questioned. They're quite expensive, but I think that as vaping goes, they're probably safe. But I don't know that you can really recommend to people, given the amount of counterfeit vaporizers, counterfeit ingredients. There are people who have claimed to get sick from CBD vaping, and they find out there's not even any CBD in there. It's synthetic marijuana, you know. So there's a huge bunch of people who are trying to capitalize on these crazes, and they're way ahead of the testing. We don't have good safe tests on this stuff, and so, you know, it's hard to recommend it. I just hope that medical marijuana and CBD and compounds like that can be helpful and good for people aren't tarnished forever by this huge influx of, you know, junk products that aren't even those things, and that we don't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Yeah, well, and, you know, teenagers have been wanting to smoke cigarettes since, you know, forever.
Exactly.
And so if it's not a cigarette, it's a vape, anything that can, you know, make them feel like, oh, I'm an adult, or I'm having an adult experience. Yeah, I'm cool, the cool kids. But, you know, vaping is marketed to be less harmful than traditional cigarettes, I think, is part of the problem. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I don't think that's kind of like saying, I don't know, gasoline is less harmful than arsenic. I mean, I think that when e-cigarettes came out, there was a potential to make something that might be less. It's not hard to make something less harmful than cigarettes. I don't know what the exact number is, but I think it's something like an 800% multiplier of your risk for lung cancer. It's pretty hard to beat that in terms of making something worse.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have been marginally better, but I think being marginally better for you than something that's horrible for you is not really a very high bar.
Well, yeah.
You know? But yes, it probably was. E-cigarettes were probably a little bit better than the 200 some chemicals that we get in tobacco smoke, along with the nicotine and the tar. But I also think they were kind of meant to be an step, weren't they? They were kind of meant like, try this for a few weeks, it'll be easier to get off cigarettes. I don't think anybody, at least in the beginning, meant for them to be lifelong habits that just replaced cigarettes. And in that way, I don't know that they're any better.
Well, you know,
and neither does anyone else.
I love that you're talking about this. I do. Education is everything. People can't fix what they don't know about, you know, and teenagers are very tricky. They hide things, you know, they bring contraband into the house or keep it in their backpack or whatever.
That's right. That's a whole other issue.
Oh, I know.
I'm just talking about from a health issue.
Right, right.
I just think what we have here is an unstudied thing. And even in the case of THC marijuana, where it might actually, let's say there is a healthier way than smoke. The ban on marijuana has made research impossible. So we don't even have research on like a good way to vape THC in a legal state. So we're really just working blind here.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, consumer beware. It's not necessarily of THC and CBD, but of, you know, these different delivery systems that have just not been tested.
Well, I think it'll be really nice that medical marijuana, hopefully one day soon, will be legal in all 50 states. I think it's coming. It's coming a little too slow, I think, for a lot of people, especially children or parents of children that deal with, you know, multiple seizures and just all these things that the THC can really help with. But, you know, of course, CBD is just amazing. We could do hours about that. But, you know, I know that you mentioned, we talked about cholesterol earlier. And you mentioned in your blog that vaping, there's a connection, a tie somehow with cholesterol and vaping. What is it?
Oh, you caught me off guard. I'd have to go back and look at that research.
Okay.
There is really, you'd be amazed at how many things can be connected to transitory cholesterol readings. Steve Sinatra told me when we were writing the book that there were times, the way he discovered this was that he was on call one day and he had to operate like at 6. He had not eaten. The point is he hadn't eaten for like 10 or 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Not something he recommends, but he decided to take his blood test anyway. His cholesterol was skyrocket high, and it was all because of the stress of what he was doing. And then the next day it went back to normal. So, you know, it's not surprising that ingesting a chemical that the body sees as a toxin and has to mobilize, you know, cytochrome P450 enzymes in the liver. It's not surprising that that might have an effect as well on cholesterol. But I think that's probably the least thing we need to worry about when it comes to vaping, you know.
Right. Well, we need our lungs to breathe, and we need our young people healthy. So I'm glad we're talking about it. You know, and I have to say, as a parent, you really do have to be vigilant, whether it's a, you know, a Hostess cupcake or in my house, that's contraband or a Snickers bar or something. Yeah. Or, you know, like, I don't know, like a blue icing cupcake. But yeah, you do have to be vigilant about, especially teenagers, because they're just so easily influenced. It's just that it's that time in your life where you're just, you know, your mind is so open to everything, right?
Right. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think parenting is maybe the hardest job on the planet Earth, and
yes,
I've never had to do it, but I sure do admire those who can.
Yeah, it is. And always great to have you on, Johnny.
It's
Thank
always
you.
Great to be on.
Can't Thanks wait till
so
January.
Much. I'll see you soon.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. I can't wait for that new book to come out. The revised version of The Great Cholesterol Myth. I'm going to get mine as soon as it's available. Johnny Bowden, you can go to his website, johnnybowden.com. We've got Robin Perry Braun coming up. What are trauma bonds? You're not going to want to miss this. You might be surprised. Stay tuned, everyone.
Try to slip past his defense without granting. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Robin Perry Braun. Robin Perry Braun holds a master's in psychology. She is a holistic energy practitioner and has helped her patients work through sexual addictions for over 18 years. She is an emotion code and integrated life process practitioner, ordained minister, author, and speaker. She has created her own certified energy modality and has held live and online trainings. Robin does virtual sessions all over the world, and she uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical issues. You can find her at her website, integratedlifestrategies.com. That's integratedlifestrategies.com. Today, we're talking about what are trauma bonds. So can you explain what trauma bonding is?
Sure. And I'll talk about it from both a chemical and kind of an energetic view.
Okay.
So basically, a trauma bond from a chemical standpoint is where you literally get chemically bonded to another person, usually through something negative. So it would typically...
Chemical meaning like what? Like chemically?
Like oxytocin, serotonin.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I'll explain that.
And that's those are hormones
as well.
Yeah,
they're neurotransmitters. Yeah.
Neurotransmitters.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a typical... So let me explain what the Stockholm Syndrome was, and then I'll kind of give you an understanding of where you fall in love with your kidnapper.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, with a trauma bond, you're dealing with somebody who's in a heightened state. They're in fight or flight because they're afraid of their life. And at any minute, they're expecting to be killed, and the kidnapper comes in and is actually kind to them, right? That would be the state you're in. You're in a traumatized state. In this state of heightened trauma, and then that person comes in and is kind, your brain will actually dump a huge bunch of serotonin.
Wow.
And so then your brain actually bonds, and people who do trauma bonding intentionally, that's what they do. That's why people stay with their abusers. Because they put them in a state of heightened emotion, create trauma, and then they're nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it literally creates a chemical dependency on that dump of serotonin in the brain, and it's a very strong bond. You know, I deal with a lot of satanic ritual abuse and that kind of thing. And that's how they will have victims bond to their handlers, is they'll do this kind of very intentional traumatic
that's
ritual.
So-
and then be kind to them. And wow. sometimes they'll just hold them, like lovingly cuddle with them.
Okay.
And then you get the oxytocin and the serotonin release from that loving okay. cuddle.
Well, that seems
love
very,
bombing.
That,
love bombing.
That seems very extreme. Does this yes. happen? And
yeah.
And what do I want to say here?
In normal less, situations.
Normal, like yes. I still guess it's not normal for somebody to manipulate you.
Right.
I guess unless it's on it's you know unintentional.
Well, and so I wanted to give the extreme so you understand the yeah. chemical thing.
Okay,
going
so
on.
Give me a soft version of this.
Sure. Well, so I date somebody and they love bomb me.
And so to love bomb means to...
They're kind, they're sweet, they I hung the moon, they're all
I
over.
I thought all guys do that in the beginning.
Well, but then they slowly...
That's because they want to get in your pants.
Maybe.
Okay, go ahead.
But then they start slipping in the abuse, and it goes both ways, mm-hmm. right? But because the love bombing has created this chemical bond, okay,
yeah.
you will tolerate... the abuse. And then what happens when it becomes a trauma bond is that there's a couple kinds of trauma bonds, but in this case, I will tolerate the abuse because I know something, a good feeling is coming.
A good feeling is coming.
Yeah.
And is it so deep in your subconscious that you don't even realize it?
You don't. Because
I know that didn't Eckhart
Tolle normalizes it.
Eckhart Tolle has spoken up about this before. I think the first time I ever heard about it, Mike Smith, who used to be on the show yeah. and used to be the producer, was talking to me about a book that Eckhart Tolle wrote about trauma bonding, okay. and it's very prevalent.
It is. It is. And the other thing is it's really a brain chemistry addiction, is what it is. So the other kind of trauma bonds we see normal is where we maybe call it drama bonds.
Okay.
Where I have this relationships that's always up and down, roller coastery and conflictual, and that constant state of conflict creates endorphins and adrenaline and all of this, and then if things are normal, it gets boring.
Yeah.
So
can this kind of trauma bond happen with a parent-child relationship
absolutely.
As well? Any kind of relationship,
any kind
right?
of relationship, yeah.
Interesting.
And so it becomes normalized where instead of developing relationships based on peace and love and joy, what we call joy bonds, which mm-hmm. is we're glad to be together, we have fun together, we have peaceful things together, we have happy memories together, it's more like I'm addicted to the roller coaster. And
wow.
that's really kind of the language we would use in everyday society with our relationships mm-hmm. is we're good one day and we're fighting the next, and we're good the next day and we're fighting the next. And my simple question is, how's that working for you?
Yeah.
Well, their brain gets addicted to that kind of roller coaster because it's a high low, just like drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I get high, but guess what the counteraction of a high is? I'm going to have a low.
So how do you know for sure if you have a trauma bond situation? Or you know what? Save that.
Okay.
We're going to go to break.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you that same question when we come back. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio with Robin Perry Braun. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Robin Perry Braun in studio with me as well. I want to let everyone know that the tickets are on sale now at evenbright.com for Sean Wells. He's going to be speaking this weekend at the Resilient, Brilliant, and Balanced. That's October 26th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Tickets include lectures, giveaways, and all kinds of VIP upgrades available. It's a day of empowerment, education, enlightenment, celebrating the release of the Anti-Anxiety Diet cookbook. Sean Wells will be there. Allie Miller, who is the author of the Anti-Anxiety Diet, will be there. Susie Batiste, the founder of Poopery and Supernatural. Supernatural, by the way, is one of the best cleaning products on the market. It's a little system. Check it out. I typically don't give away, you know, shout outs like that, but it's a really great company. It's good for the environment. Supernatural.com. Check it out. That's what I use in my home. And
Cody Mylar. star. He's the keto cowboy.
Yeah, the keto cowboy. And so there's going to be a lot of keto talk, a lot of inspirational talk, I'm guessing, with Susie and Allie Miller about the anti-anxiety diet and the Texas Veggie Fair on Saturday, November 2nd at the Dallas Farmers Market from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's their 10th annual event, and it is a statewide celebration of plant-based living. It's a free event open to the public. Vegans, vegetarians, omnivores, and everyone in between is welcome. We can't wait to see you all there. I'll be there. The whole crew will be there. So join us at the Texas Veggie Fair and this Saturday morning. Where is it?
It's at A-Loft in Mockingbird Station.
Oh, what a great location. Mm-hmm. Centrally located. Yeah. All right. Well, we will be there at both events. So, Robin, always great having you in studio. Before we get to that question that I was going to ask you, I also want to let everyone know that you can go to our website at oneliferadio.com to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, or you can go straight to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Enviromedica, No Evil Foods, Crazy Water, Veg World Magazine, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, Thorn Research, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Okay, are you ready for this question on what about trauma bonding? This is a very interesting subject, I might add, especially because it affects so many people. So how do you know? Well, you know what? For people just now joining us, quickly explain the trauma bond again.
Sure. So trauma bonds are basically where I get bonded to another person, not through joy bonds, not through loving,
happiness,
doing things,
but through
happiness, but through conflict, through
traumas,
abuse, through, you know, yeah, roller coaster emotions versus just happy, joy, you know, peaceful types of things. So, so that's an easy understanding.
Yeah,
so
it is. Okay, so how do you know? This is the big question. How do you know if you are definitively experience a trauma bond relationship? And if so, can you repair it?
Well, repair, it depends on the people.
The severity?
Well, and the people. You know, my thing is that I can be willing to do all this transformational work on me.
Right.
But if I'm with a narcissist who doesn't think anything's wrong with them, there's just so far I'm going to get. It's one-sided. So every relationship can be improved by both people wanting to do personal work, transformational work on themselves. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's about personal responsibility. So to answer that question, but I do think that, like, for example, let's say my parents fought all the time, then that would be my normal. That kind of trauma bonding energy, that heightened energy, that would feel normal to me. So I would be attracted to that type of energy. And so I would be more likely to be drawn to somebody who would have that conflictual energy, because that was where I decided I was normal. So that's where I'm kind of vibrating, or my frequency is at, and that's what I would attract. If I had really good joy bonds, really good joyful relationships, I would be more likely to attract somebody else who builds joy bonds over trauma bonds. But one of, you know, one case too would say two people who say grew up in a highly traumatic relationship. Let's say you had two people whose parents were both narcissists.
Mm-hmm. So they kind of beating.
Right. So they're bonded to each other can be through positive things, but also through their shared experience of abuse. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a bond, but we want to also transform that, because we don't ever want to stay a victim. So we don't want to just hang out with people because we've been victimized together.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. This is an interesting thought that I had. If you're being raised by two narcissist parents, what is the likelihood that you're going to be a narcissist? Probably pretty good, right?
Maybe.
Take the apple, taking not so big of a bounce?
Well, yeah. But
especially if the chances are 100%,
right? It depends. Narcissistic parents can create empaths.
Well, but I never, typically, you're right. That's true.
Right. You typically don't have two parents who are both narcissists.
Yeah. They probably kill each other before they have children.
Right. And that child should be in therapy early on. But yeah. But yeah. So, you know, I think it case by case, you know, basis. But yeah. So the thing is that most people will go, yeah, you know, he only beats me once in a while.
Yeah.
So it's really like having outside voices go, zero tolerance, that's not okay. But they go, but I love him so much, you know?
Yeah.
And you go, well, can you get unaddicted? So I always, with clients with that, I go, is there anybody else in your life who you let abuse you like that?
Yeah.
And they'll go, no.
Well, but sometimes, you know, I have to say, I'm going to be as discreet as I can, but I'm also going to be very transparent. You know, my first my first boyfriend, was treated me wonderful for years, 5 years, in fact, and then came home drunk one night and beat the hell out of me.
Okay.
I'm not sure I've ever even said that on the air before.
Yeah.
And then so I forgave him because we were together for 5 years.
Right.
We were supposed to get married. I was very close to his family, blah, blah, blah. It happened again a year later. That's when I started making my plan to get away. But it's 5 years before I knew. You know what I'm saying? So how do you know definitively?
You don't.
You don't, right?
You don't. You can look for signs. I go back to how is that person taking responsibility? So the first time he got drunk and beat you, he should have been going to look up a counselor the next day, done an anger management course, and gotten sober.
Yeah.
So zero tolerance. If you're gonna get violent when you drink, then you don't drink, period.
Right.
It's not okay.
Right. Yeah.
And when you don't have a person take that kind of stance, that's a red flag.
Right.
Oh, I'll never get drunk again. Well, what are you going to do to make sure that happens?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, when I had come back from Europe, my parents were gone. And so we ended up in the small town that we grew up in. We lived on the West Coast. We lived in Europe. And so we had, you know, a lot of great experiences together. And so I don't know, you know, when that happened, you know, I didn't have my parents to go to.
No.
And so,
it's confusing,
you know,
too.
It
you
is
had
confusing.
5 good years. Like, what happened?
Yeah, like, what the heck?
Who
you
is
know?
This person?
And then you find yourself asking, what did I do? You know,
sure,
that's typical response, right? If you're a responsible person that wants to evaluate a situation. And, you know, but it's really crazy. He went and he got treatment.
He did.
For anger management.
Okay.
He's been married for years. And is
did
a really great guy.
Did he go get treatment after the second time it happened?
No,
or
it was after
it many years.
It was after I left him.
Okay.
It was after I left him.
And that's unfortunate.
Yeah. But you know, it's just kind of interesting though how you look at different circumstances in a person's life, and so you couple that along with, you know, a very young person.
Of
I was
course.
Very young and didn't, you know.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm not making any of it wrong.
Right.
I'm just acknowledging this exists.
Yeah, no, it happens.
And how do I know? I know because I should know better than to tolerate this kind of behavior, but I do because I can't live without this person.
Right.
That's a drug addiction.
Yeah.
It's
a
drug addiction. It's a chemistry addiction.
Well, and it was difficult to break up with him. We were together for many years, and he was my little safety net, you know, my first boyfriend, first everything. So, anyway. But we're friends now, believe it or not. We're very good friends.
And he got help.
And he got help, and I forgave him, of course, because that's what you should do.
Absolutely.
Because you get one body, one mind, one life, and it's short, everyone. So I love doing the show with you. So good to have you back in studio. Thanks again to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Enviromedica, and No Evil Foods, Crazy Water, that all bring this programming to you. Okay, here I go again. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. So get out there today and be contagiously positive.